Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it. Welcome back to That Show About Nothing. This is That Guy Eric X on all social media platforms, along with my big brother, Mike Motherfucking C, right now. And how you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, man, you know?
You sound it right now. And we're fueled by, they ain't sponsoring it, so we ain't saying it.
They ain't paying, so fuck them. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Let's talk about this Wayne Jones just came out. Like, I'm getting a lot of feedback from this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of hit and miss on it.
You know, my opinion, I think the people was waiting on a classic, and it just didn't happen. You know, I don't know, because Wayne was playing with the thing or what, but I don't know.
And I think it's more so of a collective of songs he already had. He just put something out because, I don't know, maybe he owed Universal one. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
like, he was just trying to fulfill a contract agreement or whatever.
Hey, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Because he's done with Baby, but he still owes Universal. So, I don't know how that works out.
Trying to get them cats out the way.
Yeah.
I hope so anyway, because, you know, you speak of Wayne.
You put him on his pedestal.
He's one of the best. You know, he's one of the best that ever did it, but, you know, he also took off a good amount of time.
10 years.
Easily. So, in my opinion, the people were waiting on a classic. So, you know, I guess they thought they was going to get that classic. When they didn't get that classic, you know, they kind of bashed my man. They kind of bashed my man, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know.
I think he just gave away throwaways, man.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, every... Yeah,
maybe so.
The songs seem like they all fit other albums. So, I don't think this is the Wayne. This is like what they say in Batman. This is not the Wayne we deserve, but this is the Wayne we get.
This is the Wayne they was waiting on, but they didn't receive. That's what it is. You know.
But on a lighter note, because the Wayne Jones was we can call it what it is. It's a letdown. We didn't get.
I mean, so far, I'm gonna be honest. So far, I kind of like it.
The first half.
But, you know, if you're a Wayne fan, this is not what you expected. You'll be real disappointed.
You didn't listen to the entire album yet.
Nah, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, because you heard a couple of ones and you were like, I ain't get to this shit. Yeah. The back half is something completely different, bro. Like, you're not going to enjoy it. The first half is what I told you. He gives you the quotables and it's fun. It's still the Wayne you knew and love. And then it takes a left right around that jump with... Offset, I think, and then it goes to the
it goes into
more of the cultish demonic shit for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of weird. We played it. I don't know if you're paying any attention to it.
Not really.
It was the song with the Satan shit. My daddy looked at me like, who baby is this and all that shit. And then the song after that just goes New World Order and left. And then it picks back up. It's kind of weird at the end. He should have just made 10 to 12 songs. I don't know if he was contractually based to do 20, 24 songs.
Wayne got on that and he's rapping like he got a point to prove. Like, he already considered as one of the great. Like,
he came with his Eminem flow.
It seemed like. Exactly, he's another one. He's reaching. He's reaching for the audience that he doesn't have to reach for. He's already solidified. So, like, why are you reaching?
He's trying to rhyme play there with there and shit. Like, yeah, why are you trying to be rappity rap guy?
I don't know. It's my opinion.
And then he was talking mad drug usage, and I don't use him. So, and
I don't understand. Like, you get to a certain level in rap. Why are you going backwards? That's what I feel like he did on this project.
Again, What I was telling you earlier, he took a 10-year hiatus, so he's still that same Wayne in his mind.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Because he wasn't putting out music. I think this is... He kept the same rhetoric or whatever. Like, he was using the same topic points, and it was just like, come on, bro. We didn't really not listen to that. But again, if he's really doing everything he's saying in his rhymes, he might have missed 10 years. Right. And he don't know it's 2020. Right. It's crazy that might sound.
Hey, it could be possible.
Yeah.
It could be possible.
But it was a subpar album. If you listen to an entire thing, if you stop at 10, it's okay. It's okay. Because I think that Takeoff, or I think it's Takeoff.
Yeah, Takeoff.
It's like 14. And after that, it goes downhill, I believe. But the album people should be listening to that dropped today, can we agree, is Yo Gotti?
Gotti talking that shit on there.
He's talking more grown man bars.
Gotti talking that shit on there. Shout out to Yo Gotti, man, with the new project, man.
His talking points were better than, not him rapping, his talking points in between his bars was more worthy of conversation than Wayne's current project.
I'm not comparing it, but yeah, but Gotti talking that shit. You know, I'm riding my car.
Gotti said,
"This is what I'm.
Why would I buy her a bag when she gonna end up fucking a broke nigga anyway?"
All right. Yeah, I'm
kinda, talk about it.
I'm kind of like fucking with Gotti. You know what I mean? You know.
So Gotti don't hit. Anything else dropped recently that you were rocking with? Yeah. We can keep it on a music portion.
Okay, M came out with a little project.
I knew, but I've told you before, I haven't heard anything of it.
I mean, it's okay. It's okay.
Can you name?
He's another legend.
Can you name three songs off Eminem's new project?
No.
That's
the thing. Like, I feel he's reaching for a younger audience, or it's over. I don't know.
What are you trying to do?
M and Wayne is a certain level to where they don't have no point to prove, basically.
You don't have
to
reach, bro.
And you got it. And these last projects, this is what I feel they're doing. You know? You know what I mean? That's just me. That's my opinion. So, yeah. It is what it is. So,
you feel like they're just out here reaching for it?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, we'll put it like this. Ross got to a certain level, he rapped a certain level. Jay got to a certain level. He proceed and
Jay did the I fucked y'all once, so let me reach back. I'm gonna tell y'all how I got where I got.
Jay, and, they I don't know how to put it, but they show growth, you know, and then they not
in skill, but literally concepts, like what you're talking about, your material.
Yeah. So you know they don't show. You know, they put M and Wayne at this pedestal. Not even pedestal, but like they is who they is. But
they were who they were.
These last two projects, they didn't act or show what they are and what they perceived to be. You know, exactly.
I didn't listen to Eminem's, but the beginning of Wayne, he was riding the beat like shit. And you'd be like, ain't saying a goddamn thing, riding the beat.
Let me tell you something. They spitting on it. They spitting on it.
Randomly, though. But they ain't
talking about shit. You know? Like, he got a couple of jokes. M, you know, he got a little, you know what I mean? But nah.
It's like they
ain't really talking about nothing.
They firing down range, but they ain't hitting the target.
Yeah, they just shooting in the edge, basically. But yeah, man, I don't take nothing, no credit from them guys. They did what they did. And, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But, you know, M fans gonna fuck with it. You know, Wayne fans gonna rock with it.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I'll listen to it, but I can't.
It's nothing like
that. I can't hit play and let that bitch ride. This is what all I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. It's nothing I'm gonna play next week.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm gonna go back to the Carter 1, the Carter 2, and the prefix, the suffix, and all the. Damn, I'm slipping right now. This do got me a little bit.
Yeah.
But it all got.
I put that card on one to, you know what I mean, first track to the end, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing like that. I ain't gonna say I'm disappointed, but I'm always game to hear new music. But the way the people is responding to it is just not, it's not what they expected. But like, you know, hey, as an artist, you up to do a certain job, man. You supposed to please the people. Mm-hmm. Give the people what they want. And as an artist that been in the game this long, you should know what they want.
I felt like he was giving it to us initially, the first couple of tracks, and then it was just like, let's make this hard left. And why'd you get off that dirt road, baby?
like fuck what you need. Fuck what y'all wanna hear. This is what I'm gonna give you type shit.
And that's why I feel like it's a compilation album, man. Like it doesn't feel like a consistent, the tracks aren't consistent at all. It goes in that deep demonic shit, then picks back up. Like, yeah, it's a weird fucking album.
Hey, but like I love new music, man. You know, I love see legends in the game keep putting it out there, and you know, and keep working. You know, I love to see.
Fuck it, I said this nigga's LL Cool J to me now. So it's like,
man, you can bury him. Like, nah, LL still
vicious. It's hard as hell. Like, sucking MCs.
He's still vicious to me, man.
Oh man,
that's just me. Yeah, man. But you know, man, we have, you know,
call it what it is, man. Lil Wayne is Rakim, and I can't call Lil Eminem Vanilla Ice, so that's just disrespectful.
That's just disrespectful. No disrespect to Vanilla Ice though, but you know, if you want some problems,
he rode away. That nigga has got a show now unveiling his Mustang that he had back in the day or something.
Like a 92 John. Oh my god. With the GT with the kit and all that shit.
See, this is the thing. They try to paint Vanilla Ice as the white MC Hammer, not knowing MC Hammer was a gangster. He ran the Bay Area. You know what I mean? They didn't know he was a street nigga. So while everybody else laughing at him, when you came to the West Coast, you had to see about him.
Yeah, you talking that shit.
You had to see about him. He had Biggie running. Niggas don't understand that shit. Like, these was real legit guys back in the day.
Yeah. So I wouldn't even put them in the, you know, I wouldn't give him that title.
No, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't find the equivalent.
Vanilla Ice, he hit big. But it wasn't big.
It wasn't.
M still that guy for real.
Numbers wise,
he'll rap you underneath the fucking table. But
again, back to what we were talking about earlier, Eminem has all the ability, all the talent. He just has nothing to talk about anymore. He's been rich for too long, and
in my opinion, you can speaking on Wayne and M, you can hear it in the music.
Like, they got nothing left.
Like, they rich.
They don't know what outside looks like, Mike. They
rapping like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
They don't know what outside looks like.
I
don't give
a fuck about, I never ever sell another record. Man, I'm good. And it's
no, M does. M does, definitely. I think Wayne really hasn't been outside much.
I don't know them personal life.
That's what I'm saying.
Personal life, so, you know.
You see Eminem in the streets sometimes. And by that, I mean, on the hip of like 50 Cent or Dr. Dre, you see M every once in a while with what's the white boy name? Machine Gun Kelly with his weird beard when it was big. This nigga, yo, that Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem beef was weird because Machine Gun Kelly was just praising him and just saying, "Nigga, you dress ugly and you look weird."
He was out for the clout chasing.
No, but Machine Gun Kelly can't spit.
Yeah, of course, he can.
But he got attached to Diddy. Let's bring Diddy into this. with Mace, we turned this to a hip hop segment actually. But goddamn it, y'all don't get it.
It ain't over. We just, you know, we talking about what we got on our mind. You know, that's all. Yeah, Mace feels some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I kind of like don't blame him, but like, you know, he.
If the facts are the facts, and you sold your royalties for $20,000,
let's put it like this. Okay, you a man, I'm a man. You know right from wrong. You know, yeah, I don't know.
And you might dumb or you're not too, right? You're
dumb or you're not. Oh, I don't know. I don't know the situation with them cats, but you know,
I don't have the post.
It was told that he sold his royalties
for 20 stacks.
For 20 stacks.
That's on you, baby.
That's on you, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that. If you, you know what I mean? If that's what you want to do.
If this post is really, because again, Aaron read this to me. And y'all probably got this episode early, but you going to run it back anyway. Fuck it. If he really sold, he said 24 years ago, you bought my royalties for $20,000. You should do right by the black community by letting my rights. Like, nigga, you had a, he stood strong about talking about the Grammys and all that shit, discrediting black people, then brought it back to, nigga, you bought my royalties for $20,000. Nigga, you just asking for help.
Okay, okay, okay.
Nigga, that's on you.
Okay, okay. I understand this. Look, he sold his royalties for $20,000.
What'd he do, Mike?
He sold his
royalties. What'd he do? He that sold man, them. That man. That, he didn't stake them.
That man sold them, didn't he?
Yeah.
You heard what I said.
Right? He sold them.
He sold them for $20,000.
That's on you.
Hey, what you want me to do? Like, if you got an apple, and I got an apple tree, you want to sell me a seed. Well, I want to sell you a seed for $20,000.
No, no, no. This is what you really want to say. If you got the apple tree, yeah, and I came to buy a seed, but you want to sell me the tree? Like, I'm going to buy the tree. If I'm going to buy apple seed for $20,000, but you going to sell me the tree for $20,000, I'm going to take the tree.
Either way, it's, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's some dumb shit. I mean, it's, if it happened like that, you deserve everything you asked for. Next
topic.
Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, you if go, it happened like that,
you better go man, level leave, little leave, C's or man, something.
Man, like, leave right. That man alone. What is you saying?
You make yourself look
man, so stupid. I don't, you know, we don't really know what happened. But
no one know the fact. I know he posted that. I saw the post.
Yeah. It went down like so. So now, like, if Puff sold that man his royalties, and he was hurting, he didn't get paid for the work he did, because you know Mace put in that work. If he didn't get paid like he was supposed to, then man, did he, man? Hey, yo. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. They was each other's man. So I feel like.
If you did it, what you gonna tell this nigga? Business. It ain't personal. You gonna rape his ass. Right or wrong. 96, you raping shit.
Man. Like, people get Diddy confused with the dancing nigga he was. Diddy was a street nigga. Like,
all he was raping niggas. You call it what you want.
He raped Biggie. Call it what it is. Like, Diddy got his foot
in the door. I really don't know that situation.
Yeah, he took but everything.
I know he raped Jada.
They had to keep running down on him to get their royalties.
I'm surprised they did that.
You
shit could have been funky.
Yeah, but you can't get there. You talking about Diddy a couple? They did this recently. Like,
but I'm saying shit could have both ways, not just one way.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the other.
Hey, look, let me.
Diddy got hitters, man.
No, we're not gonna get into none of that.
Oh, like,
we're gonna let that shit go, and you know it could have went both ways.
Yeah,
we're not gonna get into that.
These are street niggas that just happen to make it.
You got a little bit of money, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, we're not gonna get into that, but yeah, he could have got funky, man.
Diddy was a street nigga from back in the day.
Funky, man.
Diddy at least 62.
Diddy got. I don't even want to get into it.
Back in the day, and he was in the streets for real. Everybody laughing at him because he was a dancer. Diddy was still a thug.
Diddy got hitters from his dad.
Yeah,
looking out for Diddy when he was a young boy. All the strength of his dad, man. You know.
And then when he realized that, he started wilding.
Yeah.
Diddy was busting niggas in the head with bottles before he was had money.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. But
little unknown news. But if you didn't know, you're a weirdo, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. Let me
And Mace was a street guy.
Murder Mace.
Which
Mace.
Most people don't even know him as Murder Mace.
Man, Mace, man, he bring that shit, though. He bring that shit.
Jay-Z stabbed a nigga over Charlie Baltimore. It wasn't about his own. Like, and Charlie Baltimore was going with Biggie when he did it.
I don't know. That's, I don't know.
They said Charlie Baltimore shit was five, apparently.
I don't know, man.
He stabbed his own, was it uncle? In that club?
I don't know.
Was something related, blood related. Nah. He stabbed Un over Charlie Baltimore.
I don't know about that. I can't speak on
you what scratch I, your neck like you was there.
I can't speak on what I don't know, man. I couldn't. I was when I was like seven when I was, you know, when that shit happened.
He said when you was in there. Is Charlie Baltimore from Baltimore?
Man, I don't know her at all.
Cause she looked like a Transformer back in the, when she first dropped. Remember her hairline was so far back.
I don't remember. To tell you the truth.
Are you the redhead?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, like I don't niggas know. Was fighting over her.
Like, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
You never heard of this story?
Nah. I mean, I heard a little something, but I never really.
Yeah, it was over Charlie Baltimore. Yeah. And it was Biggie Girl at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the whole Faith, it was a Faith in Charlie Baltimore issue. It wasn't no, that movie portraying something else. It wasn't no dark-skinned girl of all. It wasn't no, they trying to say it was Little Kim. It was Charlie Baltimore. Okay. That's why Lil' Kim got offended over that movie. Yeah. The Notorious. Oh, it wasn't her.
I do know that.
It was Charlie Baltimore.
I did know that. But let's give a moment of silence for my man, Kobe Bryant, man. All right. You know, that unexpected death, you know.
We love you, babe.
Of a legend, man. Let's give a moment of silence for him. Yeah. Kobe Bryant, man, he gonna go down as one of the greatest ever did it. You know what I mean?
One of the most talented and hardworking ever.
Yeah, man.
You don't get that together often.
You know. To me, when we start seeing him at the games, you know, he has his little girl with him and everything.
At his games?
No, you know, he going sitting courtside.
Oh, with his daughter. With his daughter. Nah, you about to make me cry now, dog.
He had a glow to him.
He was happier than ever.
He had a certain glow to him.
Nigga, he said it himself on interviews. The jump that made me cry was the jump. I don't remember if it was Jimmy Fallon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, niggas running up on him or whatever. Like, you got four girls, whatever. You got to have a son to carry on your legacy. Oh, man. And she was like, oh, nah, I got this. That type of shit, man. Oh, yeah. You know how I am with Zoe. I started bust out crying, dog. Sunday.
Shit.
That's before I found out Monday, you know, I was going to have a son or whatever. But that shit was like, you got me tearing up now, man. Like,
she was holding it down.
Yeah.
And I see why she was at all them games.
Yeah.
He was coaching.
Yeah.
Doing what he do.
And he took that 13-14-year-old AAU team and ran them up against Oak Hills senior varsity team and beat them girls.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In the 80s, like, you know, it wasn't but about a couple points, but they beat them grown, call it what it is, them grown women.
Yeah.
Them collegiate athletes. And they beat them by like five. It would have been the team that beat them the year before when it was like 12, 13, you know how AAU go. 13, like 13, 14, and shit like that.
Yeah.
They beat him like 82-12 the first time when they was like 12. Wow. He came back and beat them like 80 something to like 30 something. And said, don't show him no remorse. We ain't letting up. And I saw one offensive joke with a white woman on ESPN. It was like the Monday up, and I was in the gym, and this shit made me so angry. She was like, I'm sorry for just going on my tangent, but I know you got your shit to say about him too, but she was literally like, I didn't want to get up out of bed this morning to come in and do this show, but I got that Mamba mentality. I was like, Tux, don't try to. You didn't have it before it passed. You don't have it
you
now.
You don't have it now.
This is what I want to say.
Kill me with
this. This is what I'm going to say about this, and I'm going to leave it alone. You can have, like, me and you, we're talented individuals. And we slap. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's who we are right now. But there's people that's, like, not talented at all, that work harder than us, that's going to get further than us if we don't change who we are and what we're doing.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to wake up today and say, oh, I got that Mamba mentality. No, I don't, because I ain't had it before he passed.
You just saying that because of the situation.
Yeah. I'm motivated, But it's on me to keep that energy, because motivation don't get you nowhere. It's who you are. It's you got to change who the fuck you are. Motivation is temporary. That shit ends. It dies. You need a reason. If you ain't got a reason to work, you don't work for shit. When you reach that reason, you better find another one or you coming downhill. Yeah. And that's I'm gonna leave it at that, because I don't want to get into it in depth. But I think I just stole the gem from me. Right? Yeah. Motivation ain't shit. That shit lasts 24 hours. You better find something else after that.
Like, you know, people always want to be a part of something. So, you know, they'll do whatever they'll do anything to, you know, attach themselves with the present or the latest, whatever's going on right then and there. You know, that's, you know, I mean, everybody want to be a part of something. That's all it is.
And that's the problem. Like, yeah, you just want to be attached to some shit, but have a reason for being attached to it. Like, if it don't really drive you, just sit the fuck out. Like, you ain't got to be on every latest thing.
Right. You know, people are crazy out here, man.
And that's what that's why I lay back off so much shit. Because it's just like, it don't apply to me. Like, the two biggest things of this past 12 months, because I can't say this year, would it be Nipsey and Kobe. Biggest passings of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and both of them was like a surprise to me.
Because it shouldn't have happened. You know what I mean?
Those guys, you would never have seen it coming.
Because you think, well, Nip, you'd be like, all right, he above the street shit now. Cool. Who gonna fuck with him in L.A.? Nobody. Kobe, you like, my nigga take a chopper every day. He trying to be with his family.
He did that every day for years.
To so be with his family.
You know, that you would never
thought that would happen. So you don't expect that. And yeah, then, nigga... If somebody come down there, like real shit, if somebody come down there and murder me in front of my dad's shop type shit, you be like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, he go down there all the time, that type shit. Or, like, why? What the fuck they doing there?
You know what pisses me off, man?
What's that?
These little cartoons they making of Kobe and these little memes or whatever the fuck they call it, something on that shit pisses me off. Like,
just trying to associate yourself with the
man,
shit.
You don't know, like, whoever making this shit, man, I hope you ready for whatever that's gonna come with that shit, cause that was some disrespectful
the funny shit. And goofy shit.
Nah, like, they like right now they got a cartoon with Kobe crashing in the
I haven't seen none of this.
Crashing in helicopter.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of this.
And yeah, it's crazy.
And then like,
who the fuck would do that?
Then the people being mad at, so this is, I got two sides of this one. When it was mad at TMZ, and TMZ was the only one actually putting the facts out. So the other news networks was just throwing out whatever the fuck they heard. Someone sold the information to TMZ. They're foul. Call that shit what it is. So TMZ broke this shit. And they're like, now the backlash is coming on TMZ, when TMZ was the only one that had the facts. Mm-hmm. So TMZ didn't miss with Kobe's playing on now and the daughter being on there. Foul shit, but they were accurate.
Right.
Other networks were saying Rick Fox was on there, like all this wild shit.
Foul, wrong information.
Yeah, and
you got people like you're not thinking about the people, families.
But no. TMZ dropped it before all the families knew. So that's wrong. But whoever sold the fucking information is the person that's the issue. Because
yeah.
TMZ is a fucking, they were a satire site until people started giving credibility to where they were like, all right, well, let's try to get some of this shit right. And then they did. And then they would get the right information and put it out just way faster than anyone else. So everyone hates TMZ now. But you think about this. TMZ don't put out foul, like, fucked up shit. They put out the right shit.
The real shit.
Yeah. It's just too fucking fast for anyone to...
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? It's a line. It's still a line. Like,
and I didn't know... Man, yeah, know. But... At least it's the, in my opinion, I mean, granted, if this is true and the wife didn't even know yet, it's fucked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's cool.
But, and it's this microwave ass media that we live in, it's whoever get it first. Whoever warmed that shit up first, baby, let's get this food out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all about clicks.
First come, first serve. And it's all about money. Yeah. Come down to it.
So y'all can be mad at these niggas all y'all want and be coming down on them. But y'all need to be mad at ABC, Fox, and NBC for saying other motherfuckers that wasn't even involved was on there.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy,
man. It was people, like Rick Fox had to come out there and say, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
And why would Rick Fox be on the fucking plane with Kobe Bryant? Like, they ain't.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man. But you know the thing that hurt me the most was Shaq's son showing them fucking text messages the morning of? Like, damn, I wish I was out of bed.
Yeah.
I texted him back too late and didn't get a response. And now I see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
No, that's like me and you falling out and I'm still checking on Faith. Malik, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all good? That's their brother. You know what I mean? That's their uncle.
Yeah.
Like, you Zoe's uncle. You ain't Mike to her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, man, people go too far. And you know, and I don't even know if they realize what they're doing when they do it.
I guess you gotta have a sense of heartlessness.
I mean, at the same time, you can realize what you're doing. But and at the same time, you probably don't give a fuck. You know, it's that big to where...
Maybe they posted it and they was like, wait, niggas really don't have the facts. And then they was following up like, no, this is who was on the flight.
Yeah.
Like, y'all crazy.
And that brings us back to, you know, everybody want to be a part of something.
And they were saying the wrong information.
Yeah. Yep.
It was Kobe... His daughter, his daughter's teammate, the assistant coach, the two parents of the girl, and that's as far as I know. And this, I just not going back to look at it. You know what I mean? Like, now I seen like fake shit about him. They got the body of him holding his daughter. I'm not looking at all this shit. Like,
well, first of all, it wasn't nobody's recovered.
They're not going to disclose the information.
Yeah, but yeah, that's crazy. Like, you know, people make stuff up just to, you know, be the one to say they said this and they said that. Everybody want to be somebody, but
and then like, when
you got to draw the line, when you got people involved, you know, in this situation like this, you know, you got to think about the rest of his daughters and his wife. And you know, you just putting them false facts out there. And, you know, not just saying his family. And, like, his other people, the rest of the people that
they said that
involved
man,
in the crash.
They said that man just got close with his dad again. His sister again. They said his daughter's still in the hospital because she has a respiratory disease and she's been having asthma attacks. His oldest girl. Mm. Like, and y'all out here doing this shit?
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's foul, man.
Like, we got on a street level, local level, not no street gangster shit, just on a local level, like, shit we can't handle, you know what I mean?
Dang.
To where families are beefing over situations or whatever, and these niggas got the media involved. The nation, the world at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Trying to get their input. To a man, goddamn, Mike, you about to give me tears.
you know, hats off to Kobe, man. You know, hats off to his little baby girl, man. That you know lost her life with him. You know what I mean? It's a messed up situation. You know, and then the media is not helping
at all.
You're not helping at all. You know.
So have you seen the backlash of that men were getting? For posting dad girls and shit from women?
Nah.
So, women have been taken to social media saying it took for Kobe to die for y'all to take care of y'all daughters. And I was like,
oh my God.
Bruh, and I'm gonna say this to you. I'm gonna say this to you because you have a daughter, you take care of your daughter.
Yeah.
It, for the most part, the niggas you know with daughters, do they take care of them?
The dudes I hang with, they damn right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Where is this mass majority of niggas that ain't in their kids' lives?
I don't know what kind of circle or
y'all run with. Don't get me wrong. I know some happens. Niggas.
It happens.
You know some happens, niggas, but you know the majority of niggas I know take care of.
And
their
at the
kids.
Same time, you know what you was getting into. So yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, you knew the type of guy you was dealing with initially.
Yeah, but I you know. And ain't none of that going on over here.
And most street guys, like, and I don't mean like I say street. I'm like. I'm not saying no derogatory shit. Like, most... Because I'm saying street guys, so I don't want to keep consistently saying niggas. But most street guys, like, even if you have a kid, you trying to... You kind of change and adapt to your situation. Man, you take care of your kid.
My daughter changed my life, man. You feel me?
Shit, my daughter did the same.
You know? And I thank her for that. And she don't have a clue what I'm talking about. One day she'll understand.
I hold Zoe and cry sometimes when she sleep, man. Like, literally, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because who knows what the fuck I would have been doing right now.
They're in jail, man.
I ain't even going to say that. Like, either on top of the world or somebody be gunning me down, you know? But, like, I'm tired of getting painted as this picture, and I'm trying to change the narrative, man. Like,
you know, man.
Fathers are here.
One thing about it, people going to think what they want to think.
And this discredit to mothers. We know y'all get the hell. Y'all get the blunt end of the stick.
Let them think what they want to think. Because you're going to get the bad end of the stick either way. Whether it's here or now. Whether you're successful or you ain't shit. You're going to get the end of the bad.
By the time I go away from here, man, I want motherfuckers to be like, hey, black fathers is all right. Or something. Like, I don't want them thinking they
shit. I mean, of course. Like, black fathers, but like, I'm talking about at a personal level.
Oh yeah, as a man, you gonna get the shit.
They don't, you know, man. It is.
We don't get appreciated as we should.
Nah, none at all. What happened Father's Day?
When is Father's Day? Right now. Go.
I don't know
exactly. After Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like after Valentine's Day,
we get to cook on the grill on Father's Day for everybody else. You know. Mother's Day, we go
spend. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I live here. My daughter's mother was like, hey, I would just like to be left alone on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I never had the option on a Father's Day.
Just to lay back or, you know, relax. Knowing you gotta work probably the next day.
I'm pretty sure I should on Sunday or something. Something goofy.
Yeah.
Something
you just wanna relax. You know, work. Or you just take kids out and, you know, y'all just have a ball.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm gonna start Black Father's Day this year somewhere. I don't look at the calendar.
Black Father's Day extravaganza. When all the black fathers get together and we do something with the kids.
I'm gonna start Black Father's Day parade, and I'm just gonna walk with a fucking flag I created this year and start it from there. It's gonna start with one, but hopefully I can add you one next year. Yeah. Everybody say I'm insane initially. And 100 years later, maybe it'd be a thing.
Yeah.
Get some pressure off my son. Dad's not gonna come off me yet. His kids, maybe.
Congratulations on the little one.
Yeah,
too,
y'all welcome, niggas. I did this. I crawled so y'all can walk. Because I'm getting beat over the head with this stress.
Hey, man. It is what it is.
Yeah. But we deal with it. We taking it straight.
There's nothing you can't handle, man.
That's what they say.
Hey, you maintain it. You eating.
That's my whole thing. Going to I'm maintaining. How you doing? Maintaining. That's my favorite thing.
Everybody's going to eat, B.
Spoon fed. Might get a smaller portion.
Hey, say, don't you got money in your pocket, nigga?
What are you complaining about?
Yeah, man. So...
That taught us hate at a young age we shouldn't even have known about.
Money? The value of money?
Yeah, and that movie. I'm talking about that movie in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody take that as gospel. Like, hey, that's wrong.
Let me tell you something.
That shit wrong, man.
No.
No, I'm saying. Listen. That every shit everybody eats, everybody wants to take off your plate.
But listen. You think about now and how shit is today. All those principles from back in the day, that's just out the window. At least they can get an idea how it's supposed to be. Not even supposed to. Like, you know, they, you
nah,
know.
Nah, I think they signing with Sonny and all that. At this day and age.
Today,
the Snake, Rico did the right thing and shit.
Rico's getting glorified.
In this day and age.
Rico is the hero in
this
in
movie, this yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, in this era.
Nice.
Nah, nah, nah. And today.
That's what I'm saying. Rico not
is,
Ace.
Rico is that guy today.
That's what I'm saying. Not Ace. The nigga that robbed his own man to get put on and get in a better position.
No, he killed Mitch. Mitch should be the guy. Mitch should be the guy.
The solid one. Everybody eats.
Yeah.
But, no. To me, Ace. Because when Mitch came home, he put Mitch right back in the pocket.
Yeah, I'm talking about after that.
Even then,
long, you know,
after he got clapped up or whatever, and he was like, "I'm out, Baza Baza."
Would have been they even said Mitt Aziz was.
Well, we're not talking about the squealing. We talking on the movie, right?
All in general.
Well, everybody tell him.
That don't make it all right, neither.
Yeah, but I'm saying let's just say like you don't take from your mans.
Yeah, but in this game, like yeah, you know. Anything can happen, man.
But in the game of thieves,
we talking about money. You know, anything can happen.
It corrupts everybody.
Yeah,
and I literally say I don't want to make enough where a motherfucker change up on me, and apparently I already did. Mm. And I didn't even make that much.
Right. So, yeah, man. And look, these the younger generation got a peek of how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, but they got the wrong vision.
Well, how it should have went.
Because that movie didn't depict it right.
Well, you know right from wrong when you're watching this movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's up to them. It's just like it was up to them back then. It's up to them now. So, hopefully they wouldn't even, you know.
Cause when
it's
they
not going to happen like that nowadays. Like, they got so much technology, they're not going to let you.
You never get that big again.
You never get, you know, you never make that amount
that type
of money.
If you do, get the fuck away from here. You better not live in this nation. You better do it from abroad.
Yeah.
With no extradition. No extradition. No extradition, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, man, the snitch is getting
a check.
They're getting all the attention. You know, Alpo was out.
That's crazy, right?
Alpo is a free man. He's taking pictures with babies, kissing babies.
Yo, bigger than even that. The niggas that was telling in the mob are doing DJ Vlad interviews.
Man, that's crazy.
Where it's like these niggas were in witness protection, and now it's safe for them to come out.
Oh, I ain't never see that.
Like DJ
Vlad got that?
Yeah, DJ Vlad are doing motherfucking mob.
Who exactly are you talking about?
I don't know the name.
He was a boss.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
No, he's done like three.
But he's a boss.
One of them was a boss, like Capo type shit. What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, like.
But I did see something.
When he found out they was going to kill him or whatever, he flipped.
Yeah, okay. It might be the same.
And the fans was just like, hey, they were going to kill you.
But he was the one to him.
He's a heavy guy. He still got jet black hair.
Nah, this guy was skinny. He was top man.
He had jet black hair.
I don't even think he had a big ass jacket on there.
He had jet black hair.
Yeah. But all of them got jet black hair, so
he was flipping like, and he was telling on the people, and then he had a hitman on the jump, and he said he told him about six people he killed and like six more that he told him.
On Vlad. Oh man,
Vlad got all these scoops. And everybody like, Vlad or Fed? No, Vlad asked y'all questions and let y'all tell him yourselves. You can't be mad at that, man.
Vlad getting that money.
Vlad been independent for like... You know Vlad been independent for like 15 years.
You know what you're saying when you get in there and you start talking. You know what you're saying, man. So
you want this notoriety just like he wanted.
Man.
You want these millions of views.
But the whole time they getting the indictments over, you know.
Street niggas. Little ass street niggas.
They mad at him.
Motherfucking
can't be mad at him. He giving you a platform to speak on it. You the one, you know, he ain't got a gun in your head. You saying whatever you want.
Talking about like ARM and shit. Like nigga, you knew you shouldn't have been on there.
Yeah.
You got active jumps going on.
But But hey, let me tell you about Ab though. Ab was putting that shit out in the forefront. Like he was.
I don't know why though.
He got a little too cocky, man.
He was saying he was burning niggas up and all that shit. Like, you know what? You
rap about it all day.
Yeah, but that's entertainment when I'm rapping.
When you start showing money.
This nigga literally said, yeah, they ran down me on the car. They hit me a few times and I pulled the joint out. You know what I mean? I did what I had to do. Like, nigga, they didn't associate them two situations until you said it.
They didn't get on his line until he pulled that bread up. He pulled that bread up.
And it was like,
he wasn't getting that kind of money.
And then you literally tell him which streets of Philly you got. Yeah. And hold on.
You rapping, then you constantly doing that.
Yeah, but it could still be just entertainment. Yeah. But you can't be there every day. But
when you got an amount of money that is unexplainable.
This is what I'm saying. If I'm rocking like that in Jersey, I'm least living in, I mean, in Philly, I'm least living in Jersey.
Yeah.
If I'm rocking up here in we're a Maryland-based podcast. If I'm rocking up here in Maryland, I'm living in the Carolinas or Florida, you know what I mean? Nigga,
it really don't matter.
No, but I'm saying like, a lot of people got to flip before they get to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, they got me, and I ain't gonna get they on how we know about shit whatever. Like this. But
they want you to come whatever to get you. So.
But when they get me, it's just like, man, I ain't got no. You already got your lawyer paid and all that shit. Like these niggas act like it's brand new to them when they get hit.
Like they don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Oh shit. I gotta get a lawyer. No, nigga, we froze your money.
But then tell them everybody.
Yeah. Now I gotta be like, oh shit. Well, let me tell you where I was getting it from.
Hey man.
And don't even say that much time.
Hey man, they got us, man. So
they got us.
That's crazy.
Oh, got another guest. He excited for some reason. He take it off. You got anything else to talk about? Keep going. Yeah, man. Again, this is That Show About Nothing, and this is That Guy Eric X, along with Mike motherfucking C, and I ain't got no outro on this bitch, so...